So today I talked to Rav Shalom this morning, and I told him that we need to sign up more people to our English program, people that are going to receive paychecks, tmicha, support from the yeshiva. And that there is, Baruch Hashem, there are a lot of people that comes and wants to sign up, to join, and we need his approval to bring more people. So he said, yesterday night I was talking to my wife, and Baruch Hashem, that trip to the United States opened a lot, and we want to invest to support the English program, and we want to buy a new building just for the English speakers, and we're going to do that real soon, Bezrat Hashem, like that Hashem helped us until today to buy the buildings for the yeshiva. We're going to buy one for the English program also.
What about using the Knesset or the High Court?
And then I told him, because you know, Rav, there is this, there is that, and I brought a few more issues about the English program that we need to fix. So he told me, we need a building. Pray on Bet HaMikdash, he said. Pray on Bet HaMikdash, and Bezat Hashem, we're going to buy a building. So our boys, I pray on Bet HaMikdash, and Bezat Hashem, we're going to buy a building. This is it. You see? Things are growing.
On that question, is there a delay for the prior Duma? Because someone said that the rather than other people were praying that to delay Mashiach.
No. Bet HaMikdash, it's not the same. Also, that Mashiach is going to come. We are praying that Mashiach is going to come, but we're asking to be prepared. And that Bet HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt with mercy. And not with judgments. And also we're praying that Hashem gonna have a house. Hashem gonna have a place to be. How can we pray on our own houses if Hashem himself doesn't have a house? You ask from someone that is homeless to give you a house. It's weird. It's weird. Something wrong. Hashem doesn't have a house, and you're begging, I need to buy a house, listen Hashem, we have to have a house, and you're not even thinking that he doesn't have a house. Don't really care.
So do we need to spend 15, 20 minutes on our supposed to do for Beit Mikdash?
You know, questions brings answers. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Good luck. Page Nun Bet, Amud Bet. First wide line, the middle wide line. Bet Shammai mechabdin v'chulei. Bet Shammai mechabdin. We said mechabdin, it like the word honoring, but actually the meaning is cleaning the house, the floor. When it means cleaning the floor, when we're talking on people that eats on a mattress very close to the floor. But actually it's the same halakha to clean the table for people that sit on a chair and dining and eating. Okay, so Bet Shammai are saying, Mechabdin v'chulei. Bet Shammai's opinion is, first of all, to clean the house or to clean the table, and after it, to wash the hands. What it means to wash the hands? Last water. Mayim achronim chova. That we know that last water are very contaminated. Very contaminated. Very contaminated. It's more contaminated than water that's been used for black magic. Make shafim. It's more contaminated than water than being used for make shafim, for black magic.
Okay. In that case, should we use a nagel buster? The large instead of small.
Whatever you're gonna do, that the drops will not gonna fall to a place that someone gonna touch them or on food or something like that, because it contaminates the food. You cannot eat it. Also, if it's open, you cannot, you're not allowed to say Birkat HaMazon. If you made Mayim Achronim into your plate, and it's not covered, you're not allowed to say Birkat HaMazon. You have to cover the vessel that contains the last water, or to pour it to the sink or something like that. Better. A lot better.
After you use it, pour it
to you took the water, pure regular water, and then you poured them on your fingers. The halakha is saying until the second something.
Knuckle.
Not that one.
This one. Okay.
The middle one. Exactly. Okay. Until here. But I saw a few righteous people and tzaddikim that are doing a lot less. For an example, I saw the Admor Mibiala. At the Admor Mibiala, someone is pouring for him Mayim Achronim Chova, and he's, I don't know what doing exactly, but he's waiting and waiting and waiting until a certain moment, and then he just touching a little bit, mamash with the tips of his fingers in on the water, touching mamash, and this is it. Because actually, what's all of the issue of the last water, Mayim Achronim Chova, spiritual aspect is that the Yetzer Hara, he doesn't want the person to enjoy from all of the holy sparks that the food contains, that he ate, that they are inside now. And Birkat HaMazon, when he's going to bless on the food, this is the time that he's going to bring up all of those sparks for all of the food that he ate. So it means that he's going to collect all of the sparks, all of the good things that he could achieve by the meal. He's going to collect them now in Birkat HaMazon. And the Yetzer Hara doesn't want that. So there is a huge anger from the side of the Yetzer Hara on the man that comes to say Birkat HaMazon. So what are we doing to avoid that? We don't want to fight with him now in Birkat HaMazon. So what are we doing? We're giving him last water. What it means? We're removing with the water a little bit from the holiness, from the Kedusha that we have in our hands, because we were eating with our hands, even if we used forks and knives, but actually all of the, how we took all of those sparks with our hands, so our hands are very pure after the food, they contain a lot of Kedusha, and this is why we're washing the tips of our fingers, and then we're removing a little bit of the Kedusha to a certain vessel. And then the Sitra Achra, the Yetzer Hara, is jumping on that because he's hungry, he's got lusts, he doesn't understand, means like a person with lusts and desires. He sees something in front of his eyes, this is it, you have to have that. And he cannot understand, even because of his passion, that it's nothing and that it's not worth it to lose all of the rest for that small thing. So he's like that, the Yetzer Hara. And he's jumping on the drops of holiness of Kedusha, and while he's busy eating that and taking that, we're saying Birkat HaMazon benachat, not bothered at all, and he's chasing after those drops of Mayim Achronim Chova. So a person that is not doing Mayim Achronim Chova, like he lets the Yetzer Hara to fight with him on Birkat HaMazon. If you listen to the voice of Chachamim, it's all going to be busy, and you can say Birkat HaMazon just to collect all of the holy sparks.
Mayim Achronim Chova, a lot of kavanah, right? Because let's say your hand is dirty after food, maybe so you wash regularly.
Yes. So it's not enough. No. It's only when you're saying Mayim Achronim Chova, and you have to say that also. You're saying Mayim Achronim Chova, mitzvah midrabanan, washing a little bit of their fingers, this is it.
Many of the kelim for Mayim Achronim are very, very small.
Yes.
And they usually pass it around the table.
Problem.
The problem shouldn't be like that.
That's
if there's a risk that the water, the contaminated water, is going to spill on the table like that it happened a lot of times before, so it's wrong.
And the other thing is, should you pour it down the sink immediately or leave it out until after Birkat
HaMazon? No, pour it immediately if you can. Immediately if you can, and if not, the one that is bringing it to everyone is finishing with it, taking it, pouring it, and go, and doing himself. He's going to be the last one that's going
to
do. After that, you pour it, and this is it.
Go down the sink with it, trying to catch it.
The Yetzirah? Yes.
Busy.
When I made Chanukat Bayit, and I know that, there is another friend of us from the yeshiva, he was in the yeshiva, that he had a lot of problems in his house. His kids were falling all of the time, and wounded, and things would break, and a lot of sorrow they had in the house. And Rav Shalom told him, take olive oil and pour it into the sink and into the toilets and the tub, and say to the demons, to the shindalitim, to the mizikim, this is for you. It's a sacrifice for you. Take it, enjoy from it, and please leave us alone. And when I bought my house, I invited the Rav Shalom to put mezuzah in my house. He told me, prepare olive oil and sugar and salt and I don't know what else, a knife. And he went, a knife, a large, sharp knife. And he went into the house. He took the knife. He was walking through all of the rooms like that with the knife and cutting the air like that in all of the rooms. And everyone should do that. He told me to do that, but I told him, you're going to do that. It's better that you're going to do it. And he done that, Baruch Hashem. And after it, he took the olive oil and poured it to the toilets and to the sink. And he said, this is for you. Enjoy from it. This is all for you. Talking to them, to the mezikim. It's all for you, and leave the ones that bought the house alone. Don't bother them. Now it's their house. You're not allowed to be here anymore. Take that and go. Look for another place for you. It's not your place anymore. And just explaining to them, this is it. Jews are coming to live in that house. So, he wasn't strict on that. Actually, there was one sink in the bathroom. That there was a worker that was working over there. I was hoping that Rav gonna stab him also while he was walking. He didn't. It looked like that. He's going, and suddenly you see him crossing. So it's most simple. But he didn't. Maybe.
Is there a recommended size for the container for my macaroni? Because they're really, really small. And if you have a lot of people,
I'm gonna give you an advice. You don't have to buy everything that people sell. You understand? If someone is selling a vessel for Mayim Achronim Chova, it doesn't mean that you have to buy it and to do Mayim Achronim Chova from it. You can use a plastic cup and a bowl and to make Mayim Achronim Chova b'tachat. If you want something fancy, so buy something fancy or something that your wife gonna like. So, alright, so it's your problems in Shalom Bayit.
You have to do it on the table and you can go.
No, of course you can. It's more polite for the guests to bring to the table Mayim Achronim Chova, but or if you're eating alone, or if it's okay, and no one cares. So it's better to do it in the sink. It's better to do it in a place that no one's going to touch it after it. This is the answer. Better that no one's going to have no connection to it after. Okay, so Bet Shammai are saying, now we explained that the last water are very contaminated. So Bet Shammai are saying that first of all, you should clean the table and after it to make Mayim Achronim Chova. But Bet Hillel are saying, first of all, do Mayim Achronim Chova and then clean the table. We're talking about cleaning the table for Shabbos. You don't have halacha after every meal to clean the table. It can be a good behavior, it can be a good custom, minhag, that the person is cleaning after himself the table, but you don't have an obligation on that. But in Shabbos, you have an obligation. In Shabbos, the table always have to be ready for the next meal, have to be clean, have to be available for the next suda. So, Bet Shammai are saying, first of all, to clean the table and then to wash your hands, means Mayim Achronim Chova. Bet Hillel are saying, like halakha that we're doing today, that you can still make Netilat Yadayim Achronim, Mayim Achronim Chova, when still there is food on the table. We're holding the Shita of Bet Hillel. This is the Shita of Bet Hillel. First of all, Mayim Achronim, and then clean the table. This is the Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita on that subject. Bet Shammai Omrim. Bet Shammai are saying, Mechabdin et habayit. First of all, cleaning the house or the table. Ve'achar kach notlin layadayim. And just after it, washing the hands. Washing the hands means last water. She'im ata omer, because if you're going to say, notlin layadayim tchila, that first of all, you're going to wash your hands. Nimtza, what's going to be because of that? Ata mafsid et ha'ochalim. You can lose the food. Means if the contaminated water gonna pour, gonna fall on food that you still have on the table, you can lose it. It's been contaminated. So Bet Shammai are afraid from losing food. They don't want to disgrace the food. Now you're gonna have to. If you have half of a loaf or crumbs that are more than kazayit as an olive, that not counts as crumbs, just they count as a slice of bread. So if water, last water, gonna touch them, you're throwing it. This is it. Bye bye to the bread. You cannot eat it anymore.
Water has to touch the crumbs, but they get bread, or is that
the water not allowed to, but it can be. No, to contaminate the bread itself. But the bread is here, the vegetables are here, everything is still here. Even though that it's the end of the meal, a lot of times in the end of the meal, you still have a lot of food on your table. So, last water can contaminate the food, and Bet Shammai are afraid of that. Aval, netilat, yadayim. So now, washing the hands by the shita, lebet Shammai, of Bet Shammai, tchila, before, lo sevir aleu. One second. מים אחרונים לפני ניקיון. אבל נטילת ידיים לבית שמאי תחילה לא סביר עליהו. Alright, this is another clarification that they're saying. To wash the hands before of ברכת המזון, בית שמאי are not holding that assumption. They're not assuming that. מי טעמה? What's the reason? משום פירורין. Because of crumbs. So actually we have a question here. Why you said the same thing twice? Let's read those two things and we're going to see that actually it's the same. Bet Shammai Omrim. First of all, clean the house. Ve'achar kach, and after it, notlin layadayim. Wash your hands. Why? She'im ata omer, because if you're going to say, notlin layadayim tchila, that you should wash your hands before, nimtza ata mafsid et ha'ochalin. So you're going to lose the food. This is one reason why you're not making mayim achronim before of cleaning, that you're not going to lose the food. Second, we're saying, Bet Shammai, aval netilat yadayim lebet Shammai tchila, lo sevir ale, to wash the hands before of cleaning the table, Bet Shammai are not holding that shita. Why? Mai tama, mishum perurin, because of crumbs. So it's the same. Here you don't want to contaminate the food. Here you don't want to contaminate crumbs. So what's the second part came to teach us that we don't have in the first? The amount of kazayit. Crumbs that are bigger than an amount of an olive. Means in the first one, all kinds of crumbs, all kinds of food. Even crumbs that are smaller than kazayit, smaller than an amount of olive, a man can live by that. He can eat it, croutons. He can eat, and none of those croutons gonna have the amount of kazayit. So by the first opinion of Bet Shammai that we saw that actually we should watch not to contaminate even those croutons, even small crumbs. But by the second, when they said perurin, and they actually mean crumbs that contain kazayit, means that on the small crumbs they're not afraid, and they came to talk about bigger crumbs, bigger slices of bread that contains more than kazayit. Yes.
If you're the only Jew at a table that holds by mayim achronim, should you do it or not do it?
Of course you have to, and also you can tell an amazing story of the importance of mayim achronim chovah. During the Suda, you can say Dvar Torah, for an example. You can say a story, tell a story, and this is it. After the Suda, you should stand up and make Mayim Achron, do Mayim Achronim Chovah. This is it.
You can do a story, everyone. pray for.
That is a spooky one. Like I do all of the time. It's a method. Wonderful. Okay. Uvet Hillel Omrim, fourth line from the middle white lines. Uvet Hillel Omrim. Im Shamash Talmid Chacham Hu. If the helper in that Seuda is a wise student, means that he is aware to all of the halachot. Notel perurin sheyesh ba'en kazait. He gonna take the crumbs that contain more than kazait, more than an olive. Uviniach perurin sheen ba'en kazait. And he leave the small crumbs that are less than an olive. And then we don't have that problem of doing last water when there are still crumbs on the table. This is the Shita of Bet Hillel. Bet Hillel are explaining why they don't have a problem to make Mayim Achronim Chova before of cleaning the table. Because the Talmid Chacham helper that they have, people have him, he's going to take away the crumbs. Soon we're going to see why Bet Shammai are not talking to you. It's different situations. Now, Bet Hillel are talking, if you have a Talmid Chacham helper. If you don't have a Talmid Chacham helper, so what are you going to do? So, we still need to understand why. It seems now that they're talking about two different situations. Bet Shammai were talking only about me in the food. And Bet Hillel are talking if you have a Talmid Chacham helper. Means that you, or even if you are a Talmid Chacham and you gonna take care of it by yourself. So if there is a Talmid Chacham, so soon we're gonna see what's actually the argument between Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai. But the Gemara before is saying something before of coming to the source of the argument. The Gemara is saying that all of that Braita that we just learned Mesayeh Alel Rabbi Yochanan is supporting a second Shita that we heard from Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan said, Perurin she'en bahem kazait, crumbs that not contain as an amount as an olive, mutar le'abdan bayan. You allow to throw them, to lose them with your hands. What it means? There are things that we're afraid to do. You're not allowed to take a bread that you don't need it. Half of a loaf, you don't need it anymore. All right, you're flying to Uman and you finish your meal and now you have half of a bread in your house and you're not going to come back in 2 weeks. What are you going to do with it? You don't have nothing to do with it now. The cab is horning outside. What are you going to do now? This is it. You have to get rid of the bread somehow. So, but you will not going to throw it to the garbage. You're not allowed to do something like that for sure. So, but Bet Shammai are saying, but Bet Hillel are saying, Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm sorry, that crumbs that are smaller than kazayit, those ones that you can clean like that, those ones you're allowed to throw them with your own hand. And you don't need to be afraid of that. Even though that in another place it's written that even on crumbs, if someone is throwing crumbs, so poverty going to chase after him, we can establish it as the one that's throwing crumbs that are bigger than kazait. Alright? Of course, there are Hasidim and people that are Mekubalim or I don't know what, or that they have those customs, and they're watching even on very small crumbs not to throw them and to prepare a certain bag that's going to contain all of crumbs of bread. This is what the Anashim Yireim, room people are doing, supposed to do, should do.
Do we give them to the birds?
You can give them to the birds. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. You're not allowed to disgrace bread. This is the halacha. You're not allowed to disgrace bread. If the bread is rotten, means it got ovesh. How do you say ovesh?
Mold.
Mold on it. So now you're not disgracing it. It disgraced itself, means now you cannot honor it anymore. It's not bread anymore. It's garbage. So if it came to that place, to that level, now you can throw it. It's not a problem. But before of that, when it's still a bread, you're not allowed to disgrace it. So this is why people have a bag, and they're containing the bread, the leftovers of bread in that bag. And then after it, all that they're giving it to animals to eat, it's wonderful shita, can give it to Jerusalem cats, can give it to birds, to everyone. In Shabbos you have an issue of not feeding animals that not... it's not a problem to you doing it in Motzei Shabbat, in first day morning. It's not a problem. You just get used to do that in first day morning. And it's not a problem. The advice of people to put bag inside of a bag and to throw it to the garbage, Rav Shalom said that it's worthless and that it's not reaching the point at all. Even though that there are a lot of even Talmidei Chachamim that holds that shita, I heard a Rav once in Shiur that a Rav explained it to do what that I just now explained to you that I learned from a Rav, and then one of the Avrichim asked him, "But a Rav, what's the problem to put two plastic bags one after the other? If what are you doing by that? You're watching that the bread will not gonna touch garbage when you're gonna throw it. So you covered it with two plastic bags, and now it's safe, so to speak." But actually you've thrown it to the garbage. So it is a disgrace. You took good bread and you've thrown it to the garbage. This is what Rav Shalom said. He said, what you achieved? That it will not going to be wet because of liquids, but still you took good bread and you ruined it. And you're not allowed to do that. You've thrown it to the garbage and you've done that. So you lost what that you tried to achieve. Because you're not allowed to ruin good bread. So you're leaving it aside, all that after a few days it's rotten and you're allowed to remove it. All that if you want to watch your house not to have something filthy or something like that, so it's also great, you can take that bag as is and to put it close to the garbage, or there is a certain covering to it. A lot of times there are, just that you're going to know, in Eretz Israel, a lot of the Ishmaelim, the Aravim, are coming and collecting and taking those bags with bread. They're taking it because they have a lot of animals and they're feeding animals with it, and they're taking the bread and they're using it to feed animals, their own animals. So you're also allowed to do that, and you're just putting, you can see in here in those neighborhoods, you can see mamash, they're coming and taking the bread and they're feeding their animals with it. So
that's not the reason that people are tying, putting the bags, tying them to the garbage bags outside.
This is exactly the reason.
Is it the reason?
If you're going to ask why people are tying bread, that there is a prohibition to tie bread, to hang bread, it brings poverty in the house. In the house it's not allowed to hang bread. But outside of the house, means on the garbage can or something like that, there is no prohibition like that. This is what I heard. Okay, so, but the best way, if you can or let it rotten somewhere, or to feed animals with it, birds or something like that, it's very good. Alright, and now the Gemara gonna explain, B'maika miflege, what's actually the argument between Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai? It sounds like they're talking on different situations. For Bet Hillel, they have a Talmid Chacham helper, and Bet Shammai, we're not talking about the helper at all. Like, they don't talk, it doesn't matter if you have a helper or don't have it. So, what's their argument? Bet Hillel Sabre, Bet Hillel assumes, Asur lishtamesh b'shamash ama aretz, that you're not allowed to use a helper that is ama aretz, that is not a Talmid Chacham. Bet Hillel are saying that you're not allowed to have a helper that is not a Talmid Chacham. So this is why Bet Hillel are not afraid on the big crumbs. Because for sure their helper is going to be a Talmid Chacham, or that you're going to help yourself also. The one that learns those halachot, they're talking to him. So if you're learning the halachot, so you're a Talmid Chacham. So we're not afraid that you're going to spill the last water on your crumbs. Because you understand now, you are a Talmid Chacham. We're not afraid of that. Ubet Shammai Savre, but Bet Shammai assume, Mutar lishtamesh b'shamash ama aretz. It is allowed to use a helper that is an ama aretz, This is why Beit Shammai are saying, if now you have a helper that is an Am Haaretz, so don't do last water before of getting rid of all of the food from the table, removing all of the food from the table, because your helper that is not a Talmid Chacham will not gonna remove the big crumbs, and then the water gonna spill, the contaminated water gonna spill on the bread, on the food. So Beit Shammai don't want that. This is why they're saying, first of all, remove the food from the table and then make Mayim Achronim Chovah. And in both of the cases, we're talking about crumbs that are bigger than kazayit, an amount of an ogre.
What if the waiter is a goy and there's no mashgiach there? And you're at a party or something?
Not allowed to eat.
Okay.
So you're also not eating. If you don't know what's going on, if you don't know what's there is no mashgiach, how can you eat? If someone turn off the fire and someone just lit the fire, this is it. It's not allowed to eat. It's bishul goyim. It's not allowed to eat. If there is no mashgiach, workers inside the kitchen doing whatever. Now so the fire went off. They're gonna wait until someone Jew gonna come into over there, and they need to bring out dishes.
I once walked by Malon Amachim, an Arab came out of the hotel and says, "Can you come in and light the food?"
I can sign for you that his mother is Jewish. He's not aware to that. He doesn't know, but his mother is Jewish. 100%. What?
No other option.
The Ishmaelim are so filthy, you don't want to hear the stories that I heard. Filthy. Filthy bastards. Rav Shalom said that it's written in the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu regrets that he created that nation of Ishmaelim. Rav Shalom said it's a nation that doesn't have the shape of Hashem. They don't have the face of God. They don't have it. They cannot have it. They are punishment. They are punishment. They are onesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu regrets that he created them. Can you understand that? Regrets.
I was crossing the road here. An old woman was crossing the road and she stumbled on the pavement and she fell at the feet of an old woman, 40-year-old, 50-year-old woman, should know better. Everybody ran to help her.
She's looking. Animals. The Gemara is called the Tuchom Chuma, she's calling them donkey. Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu called his son donkey. Avraham Avinu called his son donkey, Chamor Ishmael. Shvu im hachamor, sit here with the donkey. Am adome lechamor, a nation that looks like a donkey. This is what Avraham Avinu said to his son Ishmael. You're a donkey, stay with the donkey.
Eliezer was with him too.
Eliezer was also from a nation that's like a donkey. Even though that Eliezer, also on Ishmael himself, it's written that he made tshuva. He regrets Ishmael. But his sons never went after him. They haven't done tshuva. Ishmael made tshuva. Ishmael respected Yitzchak. He understood that Yitzchak was Ishmael. It's written that in the funeral of Abraham, so Ishmael let Yitzchak go first. Even though that Yitzchak was younger than Ishmael, but Ishmael honored him as a Talmid Chacham. He realized that Yitzchak, he is the first one. Ishmael made tshuva. From there we learn that Ishmael made tshuva. But Ishmael made tshuva, not Ishmaelim. Ishmael never happened. Also it's written in the Gemara that we're not accepting Gerim from the nation of Ishmael. Even though that there is a side to accept today because that the nation's been blended, but from Ishmaelim, the Ishmaelim don't have the will to convert, to join Am Yisrael. You don't have gerim from Ishmael. Almost you cannot hear it. Almost you cannot. Look from Christians, you see a lot. You see a lot. You see huge amounts of people, and from Ishmaelim you almost cannot hear it at all. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Amar Rabbuna, also from Asians, you have a lot, and you have a lot of nations that there are a lot of Girim comes from those nations, and there are nations that not. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said, Amar Rav Huna, that he heard from Rav Huna, Bekule Pirkin, in all of those last halachot that we saw arguments between Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai, we saw on the purification of vessels, we saw on this on the towel, wet towel, soaked towel, halachot, and that last halacha, cleaning the table. All Hilchot Seuda, we have arguments between Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai. And all of those, Rav Huna said, halacha ke Bet Hillel. The halacha is like the shita of Bet Hillel. Bar meha, except of that last one that we just learned, the halacha ke Bet Shammai. This is the opinion of Rav Huna. La halacha lemaisi, it's not right. But Rav Huna said it. Rav Huna said that in all of the last arguments that we had, we're supporting, walking after the shita of Bet Hillel. Except of the last one. That in the last one, on the last water, to listen to the halacha of Bet Shammai. Rabbi Oshaya matni ipcha. But Rabbi Oshaya is learning all of that sugiya in an opposite way. In his how you say transversing the opinion?
Reverse.
Contradictory.
No, he's what?
Contradictory.
Machlif bashitot. He's saying that Bet Shammai's shita flipping the methods, the opinions. He's saying that the opinion of Bet Shammai actually is Bet Hillel, and actually the shita of Bet Hillel is Bet Shammai. And then he's saying that all of the halachot are like the shita of Bet Hillel. Rabbi Oshaya matni ipcha, that first of all you should wash the water, wash the hands, and then to that Bet Shammai is saying first of all to wash the hands and then to clean. Ubehanami halacha ke Bet Shammai. And then in that also halacha gonna be like the shita of Bet Hillel, not like Bet Shammai, like I said in mistake, like Bet Hillel. Rabbi Oshaya is saying that all of the halachot is like the shita of Bet Hillel. Wonderful. Rashi. See the Tauchalin on the left side, Rashi. Mafsid et ha'ochalin, lose the food. Shemayim achronim nitazin alehem venimasim. That last water can fall on them, and they're being disgraced. No one will eat them anymore. Hachi gersinan. This is how it's written in the Tosefta in the Braitot. Bet Hillel omrim. That Bet Hillel are saying. אם שמש תלמיד חכם הוא, if the helper is a תלמיד חכם, נוטל פירורין, he's taking the crumbs שיש בהן כזית, that contain כזית as an olive and more, ומניח פירורין שאין בהם כזית, and he leaves the crumbs that don't contain as an olive. מתני איפכה, רבי אושעיה מתני איפכה, the last words that we learned in the Gemara, מפיך בהח סייפה. He is הופך. מפיך from the word הופך. Changing the opinions. The Bet Shammai לבית הלל. Of Bet Shammai to be the one of Bet Hillel. ודה בית הלל לבית שמאי. And the opinion of Bet Hillel to be the one that belongs to Bet Shammai. וקבע בה, and he established in that, נמי also הלכה כבית הלל. That the halacha is like the shita of Bet Hillel. Baruch Hashem, today we're going to have a shiur from Rav Shalom.